I have about 100 pieces of advice, and if I had to give my top piece of advice, it would be, if you're concerned, go to several sources. Don't just check with the school. Don't just go to the police. Don't just speak with your child. Go everywhere. Speak with your child. Speak to the school. Ask the school for help. Go to CEOP. Go to NSPCC. Try to find someone who will help you. Yeah, that's the thing is, I didn't have a text or an email to prove anything. I just knew it was happening. I think that's the most important thing, is to not give up. If you are concerned, even if the slightest concern, don't let somebody tell you, oh, that's what teenagers do. Don't let someone tell you they'll grow out of it. Don't let anyone tell you, once they find girls or once they start dating, it'll change. That's what I was told. If you find that you have an inkling or a concern that something's not quite right, follow through. Don't just go to one source. Go to as many sources as you can and get feedback and go back again, because I trusted that the police were going to check the PNC, and in the end they didn't, and the predator was known to the police. Had they told me he was known to the police, I would have been able to alert Breck, but Breck wouldn't believe me because I was just a boring old judgmental mom, and he was hanging out with this predator who he was having a great time online with.